Prince, was being a good steward of the mysteries of God.
那我想，这次特会的主题是做神奥秘的好管家。
So the verse we should just read together is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
那我们可以同来读一下这些经文，在哥林多前书第四章。
Verse 1 and 2.
一二节。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
哥林多前书四章一二节，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
So the key phrase there is stewards of the mysteries of God.
所以这里的关键字就是神奥秘事的管家。
So you'll hear as brothers and sisters share different things that have touched their heart. So you'll hear elements of speaking of the mysteries of God and speaking of being faithful stewards.
那弟兄姊妹们应该要会从不同的角度来分享，但我想这里有两个关键，一个是神奥秘的事，一个是成为那忠心的管家。
So let's just commit this time to the Lord.
我们把这段时间交给主。
Lord, we do thank you for how you were with all of us who gathered at the Summer Youth Conference.
主，我们感谢你聚集了我们一同来参加这个夏季的青少年特会。
And now we commit this hour into your hands.
我们也把接下来这个小时交在你的手中。
Pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us to share with one another.
求你的圣灵来引导我们与彼此来分享。
Lord, that we can all learn from what you have shown to people this week.
然后让我们都把你在这一周中所传讲的所发表出来。
Give you this time.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣宝贝的名求。
So I think you want everyone to come up. Those who went, this time is for the sharing, it's if you went to the conference, free to share. All right, those who went to the conference, come on up here so you guys share the song you sing.
Yeah, calling.
Josh, why did you choose this to share?
I chose this song because it tells us that our worth and identity is in Christ and what he did on the cross.
这首歌是他们在特会的时候在大会里面唱的，那是 Joshua 他选的。那他之所以选这首歌是因为他知道我们的价值，我们的身份乃是在基督里面。
And we are stewards of what God has given us, and our life is about glorifying Him.
那我们是成为神的管家，我们的执事是来荣耀他。That's it.
Treasure, the strength of my soul. Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel.
大家早上好, 我的名字叫Rachel.
This is my first time going to the conference.
这是我第一次去青年特会.
And so as I was preparing my testimony that I wanted to share yesterday, I was actually thinking about sharing something different. But I was writing out my thoughts. I think the Holy Spirit pushed me to share what I will end up sharing.
昨天晚上当我准备要今天要上来分享的一切的事情的时候，当我在准备的时候，神好像给了我另外一个启发，所以我今天要分享的不是我原来准备要分享的。So
this past week I was really encouraged by fellow brothers and sisters at the conference, including many of whom were younger than me.
过去的这一周，我被很多弟兄姐妹鼓励到了，而且很多弟兄姐妹都是比我年纪还要小的弟兄姐妹。So
at the conference, I learned a lot about myself, my relationship with God, and about the conference itself.
在这个特会，我不仅学了，对自己认识更多，也对神和这个特会也有了更多的认识。
So at the conference, we had worship twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, and that would be about 20 minutes each.
在特会的时候我们会有敬拜的时间，一天两次，早上一次，晚上一次，每次大概20分钟。
And so I'm someone who's really bad at memorizing things. That includes like remembering song lyrics. So if I needed to sing, I need the lyrics in front of me.
个人背东西不太容易，所以特别是歌词，我如果唱歌的话，我一定得要有歌词在我面前。
But thankfully, during worship time, we had the lyrics on the screen.
所以很感恩的，在我们的敬拜的时候，在我们前面有歌词。
But actually, basically, immediately when I arrived, I realized that before we prayed for every meal, we also sang.
然后我发觉，我们每一次吃饭的时候，吃饭前大家也一起唱歌。
And it was during that time that I realized that I don't know the lyrics of these songs that we were singing.
然后唱这些歌的时候，我就会发觉我不知道歌词是什么。
And so as I sort of looked around everyone at my table and at other tables, it looked like everyone else knew the lyrics of these songs.
但我看一下坐在我这一桌的弟兄姐妹和其他桌的，好像大家都知道歌词怎么唱。
And so I started to feel really guilty because I was like, I feel like I should be knowing these songs too.
然后我就自己觉得好像有一股罪恶感，就觉得我怎么会不知道这些歌词呢？
And so this was really early on in the conference. And so every time during meal time, like even though I didn't want to think about these thoughts, like obviously they.Just popped up in my brain.
所以在特会的最开始那几天，尽管说我不想让自己想着有这些想法，我还是会不由自主的想到这些东西。在吃饭之前都会想。
And so, actually, on the last day of our conference on Friday morning, we actually ended up reading a devotional that I feel like directly addressed my concerns.
然后在最后一天，也就是周五早上的晨更的时候，我们一起读了这篇晨更，我感觉就像是神直接在对我说话。
So I wanted to read a part of the devotional that really stood out to me.
所以我就跟大家分享这个晨更的一段。
So it says, "As a servant of Christ, you are individually called to follow Jesus."
作为神的仆人，我们每个人都有个人的呼召。
Your master has given you 1, 2, or 5 talents to steward.
你的主人有给你一个、两个或五个的塔连德来托付给你。
But when you say to Christ, "What about him?" you are saying in your heart, "You have given me a lousy portion that I know what is best for me, not you."
当你对主说为什么他的别人的会不一样，你就会。你就是等于在跟主回应说，你给我的分量不对，我知道我当得什么分量。
And so I, reading this, I thought to myself, like, God really does give us whatever we have for a reason, and He places us exactly where we are for a reason.
当我读到这里之后，我就发觉神确实给我们每个人的。份都不一样，也是他有他特定的原因，他把我们放到不同的地方，也是有他特定的原因。
And so it made me rethink about what I think I seem to have or own, whether it is like what I think I'm good at or what I might own materialistically.
当那个当下，我就开始回想我自己所有的比如说物质上的或者是灵上的。
And so this, I feel like, directly relates to the theme of this conference about living as stewards of God.
我觉得这个就跟特会的主题很有关联，就是为神奥秘室做管家。
So as stewards, we are like managers of a store while God is the owner.
当我们做管家的时候，我们就像是在管理这间屋子。但是神是他屋子最终的主人。
And so he is the one who owns everything, but he gave us some things to take care of at certain stages of our life.
所有一切都是属他的，他只是给了一小部分给我们来管理。
And so our responsibility is to use what he gave us wisely and for his purposes.
所以我们的责任就是拿他所给我们的这一部分来负责，去为他来管理。
And so nothing we have is truly ours. So instead of complaining, we should be grateful for what we have.
所以我们所有的一切其实都不原始都不是我们的，所以我们没有，我们不应该为我们所有的而抱怨，反而是感恩他把这些给了我们。
So I wanted to read a verse from Hebrews 13:5.
所以我想读希伯来书十三章第五节。
So it says, be content with what you have, for he has stated, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第二部分，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃。
And so this is a huge reassurance to me and reminds me that God's will for each of us is good.
这就让我很安心，让我知道我所有的一切都是主给我们的，而且这些都是好的。
And I also wanted to relate this experience to a message that we received from on Monday evening, I think, by Brother Matt.
所以通过这件事情也联系让我联想到了我们周一晚上听的一篇道。
So he talked about what success means in terms of the worldly perspective versus the spiritual perspective.
我们弟兄当时讲了所谓的成功是用世界的角度和在神的角度的成功是怎么不一样的。
So he talked about the great contrast between being like, quote unquote successful versus faithful.
所以他的点是在于成功和信实，成功的和信实的中间有相差多大。
And so I know many of us want to be successful, whether it's yourself or members of your family.
我们很多人都想做成功的人。
So whether that's going to like a really good college or working at a prestigious company that pays a lot of money.
或可以是读很有名的学校，或者是进一个很好的公司，赚很多的钱。
And so we have to remind ourselves that what God actually wants is faith and not success, despite the world's pressure to push out to succeed.
我们得要记得神他想要从我们身上得的不是成功，而是我们对他的信实。
So a good question that Brother Mac brought up was Jesus' ministry a success?
当这个弟兄当时就问我们说，你觉得我们主耶稣他在地上所事的功是成功的吗？
And so he explained that there are different answers based on the world's perspective versus the spiritual perspective.
他接着就解释说，如果你用世上的眼光来说，可能对用属灵的眼光来看的答案就会不一样。
And so obviously from our perspective, from the spiritual perspective, we know that Jesus is God's son and all powerful.
在属灵的眼光来说，我们知道我们主耶稣是神的爱子，他是全能的。
But from the world's perspective, Jesus ended up dying.
但是在世人的眼中，我们的主耶稣最后死了。
And so I think this reminds us that God doesn't need us to be perfect or to know everything, that we just need to be present and to continue to go to him.
这就让我学到神他不需要让我们办事都像万能一样什么都可以做，他只是需要我们常常在他的同在面前信实的听他的话。
And so I feel like this successful versus faithful contrast really reflects some recent thoughts I've been having.
我觉得这信实的对比成功的这个话题让我想到很多我自己在内心脑海里面也在思考的东西。
So I recently graduated college in May.
Rachel,
我最近在大学五月份毕业。
And so as I go to law school soon, and as I think about what I want to do later in my life, I feel like this was a good reminder.
所以等一下我马上会进入律师学校，我这个特会也是完全的让我准备让我头脑里面准备好如何进入。
And so this conference was a really good reminder and reassurance that I have to be a better steward in God, better steward and friend to God.
这个特会就让我意识到我应该更加
So we have to remind ourselves that God is always by our side, and He won't give us something that He knows we can't handle.
我们要记住神永远都会在我们旁边，他不会给我们承受不了的。
And that in the end, it's so important to rely on Him and everything we do and have.
所以在最后，我们一定要依靠我们的神。Hello, Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Joshua.
大家好，我是Joshua.
So the previous sister actually said everything I was going to say and more.
之前的姊妹她分享比我要分享的还更多了。So
this is going to be really quick.
对，我会讲得很快。But
basically, she said, she shared about the Friday devotion.
她就分享了周五的晨更。I'm
going to share about that too.
我也想分享这一段。So
prior to this conference, I was really like, actually, throughout my life, I was always comparing myself to like others.
那我参加特会之前，或者说我的一生，我都在把我和别人来比较。
Like, do they have better grades, like stronger faith, more friends?
那他们是不是成绩比我好？他们是不是有更多的朋友？或者甚至他们的信心是比我强？
Are they better at video games? Are they taller? And are they skinnier than me?
他们是不是打游戏打得比我好？他们是长得比我高？他们是不是比我瘦？
I was like, oh, if only I was them. Like, I could have been so much better.
那我想，如果我成为他们这样子，我就会成为更好的人。
Yeah, but as I read this Friday devotion, I realized that also like the verse that the sister shared, Hebrews 13 verse 5.
那就像这个周五的晨更姊妹也提到了，然后十三章，希伯来书十三章五节。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
这里主说，我必不撇下你。
So like, even though I have like, I'm worse than like others,
虽然我觉得我比其他人差,
I have a savior, we have a savior that will never leave us. And what more do I need?
但是我们也都有这一位救主,他从不离开我,我还有什么缺乏呢?
Yeah, also I have another one, about also what the previous sister shared about the faithful being versus successful.
然后之前的姊妹也分享到了这个对比，就是讲到成功和忠心。
So my parents are like really, like this year they're really pressuring me to get like high grades in 11th grade.
那因为我在11年级的，我的父母今年也一直在强调我要拿一个，我读书成绩要好一点。Because
like college is really like a year, 11th grade grades and like not only anything else.
因为大学的入学都是强调你11年级的成绩。
So I brought some like homework, review homework to the conference to do on like my free time.
那所以我这次去特会，我也带了我的一些作业去，我想我有空闲的时间就可以来看作业。But
the first message Brother Matt shared about how there is like the pressure to succeed in the world.
然后，但是第一堂的信息 Mac 弟兄分享了，就是这个世界总是给我们这个压力要去成功。And
like, but as long as you're faithful, it doesn't really care.
但是主所在意的是你是否对他忠心。Yeah,
also I have a last point.
最后一点我想分享。This
is similar to the I think this year's YWC.
今年我们在这里的青少年特会相似。It's
about Christ my treasure.
讲到基督是我们的宝藏。During
a workshop, they gave us this form to fill out about what do we think about, like in our free time, like what do we do.
那这一次在一个专题里面，他们给我们一个表格，就想到你空闲的时间你都在做什么呢？
Yeah, I filled it out just with like school, sports, video games, like the usual stuff.
那我也填了这个表格，那大多数就是学校的功课， 然后运动以及这个打游戏。
And they said like, even if like these things like school sports, video games, they're like kind of neutral stuff.
虽然这些本身来说是中性的。
But even if you have these things, if they fill up your heart, then that means you're not treasuring God.
但是如果只是你只是让这些事物充满了你的心, 你就没有把神当成那个宝贝,那个宝藏。
So that really reminded me to like make space in my heart for God.
所以这就提醒我, 在我的心中要留出一个空间来给神。
That's it. Thank you.
这就是我要分享。谢谢。 请弟兄姊妹们不用鼓掌。
Hi everyone, I'm Kelly.
大家好，我叫Kelly.
This time I will not talk like I'm rapping, because during Toronto I was rapping it.
这一次我不会讲得太快，因为在多伦多当时那一次我讲得非常快。
Alright, so the thing that I took away from this conference was Evo on Wednesday.
这一次特会我得着的是周三早上的晨根。
As you're with God, people this week, don't stay far off believing the crowds.
Can you repeat it?
As you're with God's people this week, don't stay far off believing the crowds.
Believing the crowds. 这早上的周三早上的晨更说，当你这一周跟神的子民在一起的时候，不要离人群太远。
Instead, come to him. Oh, bring your questions, seek him face to face. Jesus is who he says he is, but will you press in to find out?
而且你要把你所有的问题都带到主耶稣面前，跟他面对面的问他。当你去寻找的时候，你就会寻找到答案。
So this week has been such a gift. Being with God's people always stirs something in me. But I've also sensed God reminding me, you can be in the room and still stay at a distance.
这一周是一个很跟所有神的子民在一起是一个对我来说很特殊的一周，但是我也意识到你当时跟所有人群在一个房间的时候，你其实也可以在内心里面跟大家远离。
I think that because I used to go to Friday night Bible study a lot, but because everything is like a lot and on my plate, I think like God will like, I'm losing God away from me, and I feel I regret it a lot for not coming to Friday night Bible study.
我以前经常有来参加周五晚上的查经，但是我事情越来越多以后，我就感觉我慢慢的远离了神，我自己也感觉很愧疚。
But I know that God will never, ever, ever forget about me because I'm his best friend. I hold his hand all the time. He holds my hand.
但我知道神永远永远也不会撇下我，因为他是我的好朋友，我会跟他牵手。
So he always bring me back.
他总会把我带回来。
And real stewardship starts when we come to him personally, not just doing things for God, but walking with him or bringing our questions and seeking him face to face.
真正的管家的指示是当我们来到他面前，当我们把疑惑放到他面前的时候，跟他有沟通、有交流才会进行。
Jesus is who he says he is, but will we press in to find out for ourselves?
主耶稣是他所说他所是的，但是我们自己会愿意去亲近他来认识他吗？
I'm leaving this week with a renewed desire not just to carry what God's given me, but to carry it with him. That's the kind of steward I want to be, more close, faithful, and put my full into God.
这一周我学到的是，不仅是要来领受神给我的这一份，我也要跟神一起来领受他给我的这一份。
And when I and with the from Matthew's 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. That verse really, really touched me with the devotion. Devotional on Wednesday.
就像是周三早上神跟讲到马太福音第七章第七节说祈求就会给你们寻找就会寻见叩门就会给你开门。So
during this conference, I really opened me up. Like, hey, go to Friday night Bible study more, and don't bring all like excuses. And I'm trying really hard to.
这个特会就好像神跟我说，你得要开始参加周五的查经了，然后也不要给我任何这些七七八八的借口。And
for also this week, I want to thank God for always being there and holding my hand and walking with me.
我也想感谢神这一周，他一直都与我同在，一直牵着我，带领我走每一步。Thank
you, everyone.
谢谢。
Amen.
Hi.
大家好。
Hello, my name is Caleb.
我是 Caleb.
And it was just one thing that really stood out to me from the conference.
那在特会当中有一件事情实在摸着我。
And it was the story of Daniel.
就是讲到但以理的故事。
Specifically in chapter 1, verse 8, when it says, But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
那特别是有一节的经文在但以理书一章八节，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。And
I was just thinking that, and during the conference, someone brought up 2 points.
那在特会当中，有人也提到有两点
of this defilement,
就讲到这个玷污。
And it was that the king offered, you know, a portion of the king's delicacies and the wine because he wanted Daniel and the others to find his joy in him.
那就是讲到这里王的膳和王所饮的酒被供给这个但以理，就是王想要让但以理他们来尝到这个王他们所有的这个喜，这个滋味，这个喜乐。
For Daniel and his friends to rely on the king for their sustenance.
那这样这些但以理和他的朋友尝了这个，他们就依靠王来供应他们。
And I just thought, you know, like, how many times have we fallen into temptation and have we defiled ourselves with the temptations lusts of this world?
那我也就想到有多少的时候我们也被这个世界所提供的来吸引，也就使自己被世界的所玷污。
That the rulers of this world have offered us, and we have been constantly led astray.
那这个世界的王，他不断的来提供供应一些东西给我们，然后我们也就被他所吸引。How
often do we look for our joy in the world?
我们多少时候是看这个属世的快乐
instead of looking to Christ?
而不是看基督。
We aren't debtors to the world.
我们不是欠这个世界的债,
but we are debtors to Christ.
我们乃是欠我们主的债,
and we are his eternal bond slaves.
我们实在是永远属他的奴仆。
My name is Priscilla.
我的名字叫Priscilla.
And I went to this conference. It's my third time.
这是我第三次去这个特会。
But there has been a new message with each conference.
但是每次去特会的讯息都是新鲜的。
I'd like to start by reading the verse, which is a theme verse this year, which is 1 Corinthians 4, 1, 2.
对，我想从特会的主题经节开始讲，也就是哥林多前书第四章第一和第二节。
Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
因此，人应当把我们当作基督的仆人，是上帝奥秘式的管家，对管家的要求就是忠心。
A steward knows their identity and callings.
管家知道他们的身份，也知道他们当做什么。
A steward knows of his master's hearts and desires.
管家也应当知道他的主人的心意是什么。
For those of you who don't know what a steward is, a real steward manages the master's properties.
为大家不确定管家到底是什么的人，这管家就是为主人来管理他们的整个财产地产。
We don't have much to manage because everything comes from God, but what we can give back to God is our bodies.
我们自己本身其实没有太多需要管的事情，因为其实一切都是由神而来的。我们唯一能做的就是把我们回应，把自己身体献上回应给神。
And God doesn't call for success, but rather He calls for faithfulness.
神他不想，他不是呼召我们做成功的人，而是呼召我们做忠心的人。
And I'm not the only person called to be a steward, and neither is everyone else who went to this conference.
我不是唯一一个被呼召神做管家的。
Everyone who believes in God is called to be a steward, even you.
所有被信我们主耶稣基督被呼召的都是呼召成为管家，就是大家在座的各位也是。
So even though I'm younger and a lot less spiritually developed than most of you,
就算我现在比较年轻，属灵也没有成长像大家成长的这么多。
I encourage all of you to hand out those 10 gospel tracts.
我想鼓励大家都可以把那十张福音的单张发出去。
Because the goal is to be faithful to God.And not if the other person gets saved.
我们的主要的中心是我们对主中心，而重点不是在于对方能否是因着我们得救。
Let's give up our bodies to Him and honor His name.
把我们的身体让我们把我们的身体交给神，让我们做他中心的仆人。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So I want to share something that has... Oh, my name is Ivan, and this is my second time going to a conference.
我叫 Ivan, 这是我第二次去参加特会。
So I want to share something that has already been said, but I want to emphasize it because I saw some of y'all are sleeping.
想分享了，其实之前已经分享过，但是我想再强调，因为好像有的人都昏昏欲睡了。
Okay, so we live in a world where success means everything.
我们活在这个世界，其实就是强调成功是一切。
The more money we make, the better we feel about ourselves, the higher our ego gets.
那我们赚更多的钱，我们就自我感觉越来越好。
Whether it's social media, to our friends, to the workplace.
那无论是这个社交的软件媒体，或者是关系。
It feels like it's like one big race to prove ourselves.
那好像我们都在一个赛跑当中要证明自己。
And I'll be honest, I know that pressure as well.
那我也很诚实的说，我自己也感受到这个压力。
Moments where I think, if only I could get that internship, if only my professor loves me more than
than her. If only I could get, if only my professor curved that grade up to an A.
然后想，如果我能够得到这个实习的机会该多好，如果我的那个教授能够把我的成绩往上调一点，拿个 A 多好。
But here's the apparent truth.
但是这里的真实是。
Everything that we have, everything that we own, right here in this very moment, it is all thanks to God's grace.
就是我们这每时每刻我们所拥有的其实都是神的恩典给我们的。
Our bodies, our health, our ability to walk right now is all because of God's grace.
我们的身体，我们的健康，我们现在能够走路都是神的恩典。
They're not just a result of our own efforts.
这些不是我们努力得来的结果。
They're blessings. They're gifts given by God.
而是神的祝福，神的恩赐。
When we start to believe our success is only because of our own works,
当我们相信说哦，我成功是因为我自己努力。
Pride can sneak in.
那这时候骄傲就进来。
And we start to think we're self-made instead of God-made.
我们就开始觉得我们是自己使我们自己成功，而不是神造了我们。
But in truth, we are God-made.
但真实就是我们是神所造的。
God created us in His image.
神照着他的形象造了我们。
So I'm not saying not to work hard.
那我不是说我们不应当努力。
And to be lazy and just sit on the couch all day.
就说我们就可以懒惰躺在沙发上。
But I'm saying...Success isn't wrong. Achievements aren't bad.
就是成功不是一个坏的事情，成就也不是一个错误。
But the real danger comes when we forget our source.
但是这个危险乃在于我们忘记了这个源泉在哪里。
So I want us to flip to James chapter 1, verses 17 to 18.
所以我想我们一同来看雅各书的一章十七十八节。
So it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change from shifting shadows. He chooses to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be kind of fruitfuls of all he created.
雅各书一章十七十八节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子。
So this verse reminds us that God's goodness stands in complete contrast to the temptation and the empty promises of the world.
所以这些经文就告诉我们，神所给我们的美善是与这个世界那虚空的谎言相所不同的。
Every truly good and perfect gift comes from Him.
实在各样美善的恩赐和真实的赏赐都是从他而来。
Not from our own abilities, not from luck, and not from chasing what looks good on the surface.
那不是我们靠着自己，不是我们靠着运气，或者是我们追逐这世界上的事。
And out of his own will, not because we earned it or we pursued him.
并且是按着他自己的旨意，不是靠着我们自己的意思。
He gave us new life through his word of truth.
借着真道，他使我们得以重生。
So that means our salvation itself is one of his greatest gifts.
所以我们就知道，我们的救恩是他给我们最好的礼物。
Making us the fruit first of His creation.
使我们成为他所造万物中好像初熟的果子。
Set apart to reflect His glory.
让我们分别来反映他的荣耀。
And I want to talk about Proverbs chapter 22:4.
我也想再提到箴言二十二章第四节。
Where it says, Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life.
第四节说，敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有、尊荣、生命为赏赐。
So my encouragement today is this.
所以我想鼓励大家。
Let's remember who it all came from.
就是我们记得我们所有的这个源泉是什么。
Whatever we achieve, it is not by our own hands, but by His.
我们所能成就的不是靠着我们自己的手，而是靠着我们的神。
Let's walk humbly before the Lord, take Him daily, and use our own success.Not to glorify ourselves.
让我们能够谦卑地与神同行，我们所得的不是为了荣耀我们自己。
But to serve others, point them back to God.
而是能够彼此服侍，把人带到神那里。
Thank you.
Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is John, and this is my first conference.
弟兄姊妹好，我是 John， 这是我第一次去参加特会。
Before the conference, I was distracted by earthly things like money, gains, and grades.
那在特会之前，我是被很多的事情搅扰，金钱、成绩、游戏。
Which caused me to pray and bond less with God.
这都使我更少的祷告，更少的与神亲近。
I always felt like I was drifting away from God, or even leave God. God will leave me from these distractions.
那我都觉得这些搅扰使我与神的关系越来越疏远，他是否也要离我而去？
But then I heard a speaker, Brother Jim, talk about the collision of earth and heaven.
那我就听到这个讲员 Jim 弟兄他讲到神创造天地。
And only people who are close to God won't get affected.
弟兄讲到这个属灵的和属世的这个的冲突。
Wait, what's wrong with it?
The collection.
Oh, okay. And I said, I think this shows how people with us, I think this shows how God is with us on the boat, not to steal the waves, but to ride it with us.
那我从中就明白，神好像与我们在一条船里面，他是带领我们经过这些波浪，而不是让我们自己这样子。
God will be with us until the end.
神也与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
My
name is Jacob.
我是 Jacob.
And I just do want to praise the Lord for all the work that he has been doing in this conference.
是啊，我要感谢神为着他在特会中所做的一切的工作。
And as you consider the theme verse, it mentions how it is important that a steward is sound faithful.
那当我们思想这个主题的时候，我们就知道说秋雨管家的是忠心。
And as I was considering how I can be more faithful, I was actually reminded by how faithful the Lord is.
当我思想我自己如何能够更加的忠心的时候，我就想到我们的主他自己是如何尽忠。
As the Lord gives us the responsibility of a steward, he doesn't make us do it empty-handed, but he has made all the necessary provisions.
当主给我们这个管家的职事的时候，他不只是空空的给我们一个命令，而是他是一切预备好了。
We serve not out of our own strength, but out of His strength.
我们也不是靠着我们自己的能力来服侍，而是靠着他的能力。
For example, the two of the most needed characteristics of a steward are patience and humility.
那比如说做管家最重要的两个品格就是
It's patience and humility.
就是有耐心以及有谦卑。
And if I have to be patient and humble by my own strength, I have failed a long time ago.
如果我要靠着自己来谦卑忍耐，我早就失败了。
But it's only by the grace of God working in me day by day that I can grow to become more faithful unto Him.
但靠着神每一天在我心里面的做工，使我能够更加的向他忠心。
And not only is the Lord faithful in the sense that He has provided everything for us, but as everyone else mentioned, the Lord, He is always with us.
神不仅是这样的信实，他供应我们一切所需的，就像其他人已经提到了，就是他与我们同在。
And I would just like to share a verse. It's very similar to the Hebrew one. It's from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6.
那我想分享一些经文，就是跟刚才希伯来书的很像，就是在申命记的31章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who will go with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you.
申命记31章第六节，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
How great is that thought that the Lord is always with us and will never forsake us?
实在这样的意念是何其的大，神他不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们，他要与我们同在。
He leads us through all things and he has already won the victory.
他带领我们往前，经过一切的事，并且他已经得胜。
Even as we go through the valleys of the shadow of death, we have nothing to fear because He is with us.
就是我们经过那死荫的幽谷，我们也不怕遭害，因为他与我们同在。
So God is faithful, and I just want to praise Him for how faithful He is to us.
实在神是何等的信实，我就想赞美他是何等的信实。
So may we also be faithful stewards to what the Lord has entrusted to us.
愿意我们也能够为神所托付我们的做忠心的管家。
Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Jonathan, and this is my second time going to the conference.
弟兄姊妹好，我是 Jonathan， 这是我第二次去参加特会。
The first thing I wanted to talk about was something from Tuesday night, the ministry with Brother Ray.
那首先我想分享的是周二晚上瑞弟兄的分享。
So before this conference, I never really thought of myself as prideful.
因为参加特会之前，我从来没有想过我是一个骄傲的人。
Until he said how the prideful takes matters into their own hands, while the humble trust in God's timing.
直到他说，那骄傲人就是把事情抓在自己手中的，那谦卑的人是把自己交给神。
And then I realized that I was prideful because usually, like, even in my daily life,I want to do things my own way, and I don't really want to wait.
Okay, 所以我就知道，我就意识到我是一个骄傲的人，因为在每一天的生活中，我都喜欢把事情抓在自己的手中，并且我不喜欢等待。
Because it would just save so much time if I got it done in like just a couple of days, because I know how I don't want to wait long, like how Paul.He had to spend 11 years in the school of Christ.
所以我就想，我这事情都我自己来，那我就可以节省好多的时间，而不像保罗，他等待就在基督的学校里等了11年。
So I just felt like that really woke me up.
所以我就想，这实在是使我警醒。
And then later on Thursday, the workshop with Brother Matthew and Jennifer.
然后在周四，Matthew 和 Jennifer 给我们的专题里面。
We talked about things that tempted us.
就讲到那些引诱我们的。
So they gave us three things to pray, flee, and fill.
他就讲到我们有三件事，就讲到三件事情，就是我们要祷告，然后要逃跑，然后
fill.
Fill, done.
So later,
被充满。
Later in when we had discussion time with our groups.We really talked about that, and we talked about things that tempts us. And I noticed everyone all said their phones.
那之后在我们的讨论组，我们就彼此来讨论说是什么东西最吸引我们试探我们。大家就讲到就是我们的手机。
And I noticed all of us. We were even talking about it and laughing. All of us had like very long screen times.
那我们讲的时候就大家都笑起来，因为我们的这个在屏幕的时间都是很长。
Like, one of us, they said how they had 16 hours in one day before.
有一个人说他之前有一天花了16个小时在手机上。
So my group leader said just to help us, it would really be important to take like the next 10 minutes to talk about how we could help our screen time.
那时候，所以那个我们的讨论组的就说，那我们接下去就来讨论一下我们怎么来限制我们这个屏幕时间。
So we just talked about how like in the morning or night,Usually when we're on our phone, we could take that time and just spend it on the Word of God.
那我们就想，特别是早晨和晚上，我们拿起手机来的那个时间，其实我们可以把这个时间用在主的话语上。
And just one thing that helped me was also in the workshop when Matthew and Jennifer, they said that they no longer charge their phone in their bedroom and they charge it in their living room at night.
然后这个 Matthew 和 Jennifer 就告诉我们，他们给我们一个建议，就是他们这个手机充电不在这个卧室充电，而只在这个客厅充电。
So I tried it yesterday and I felt it did work.
那我昨天就试了一下，我觉得有用。
And then one other thing was, I noticed that throughout the conference, there was questions I had, and all of them, they were all answered within like a day or a couple hours.
然后我也感觉到在课会当中，每当我有一些问题在我心里面的时候，那马上过几个小时或者过一两天，这些问题就被解答了。
Some of them they were the next day because like late at night.
那有的之所以要等到第二天，是因为我有那个问题的时候已经是很深夜了。
But the last night I did have a question, so I did talk about it with my brothers in my room because we went to sleep way past bedtime.
那这最后一天的晚上，我也有个问题，我也跟我们那个同宿舍的弟兄交通。其实那个时间已经过了这个要关灯熄灯的时间。
So it's just. We all noticed that it was just really good to talk to each other, and even if, like, you might not want to talk to adults, you can always talk to brothers and sisters to help you with your problems.
那我们就意识到我们能够彼此这样交谈交通是何等的好。虽然有时候你不想跟那些成年人讲话，但是你跟这些弟兄姊妹讲话还是很好的。
Time is running out, so, well, it's actually run out.
时间已经过了。
Is there anybody else who has something to share?
还有没有简短的，还有没有弟兄姊妹们要分享？
Anyone else who went?
They know who they are.
Danny knows who you are.
那是已经预备好的。
We'll take a few more minutes if you have something to share.
No? Yeah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Jenny.
大家早上好，我的名字叫 Jenny.
It was honestly a blessing to go to the summer youth conference.
对我来说能去这一次特会是何等有福的一件事。
I made friends and learned from my peers, etc.
我有交了朋友，我也从我的同龄人上面学到了很多。
One thing that was a highlight for me during the week was we, as steward of God, need to recognize that we are not a thought and not to be selfish.
As a steward of God, we're not a... Okay. Can you read sentence? As a steward of God, we're not a something, you know, a system. Not a selfish, got it.
We, steward of God, need to recognize that we aren't a selfish?
Okay.
And not to be selfish.
Okay.我这周的学到的一个高光是，当我们做神的管家的时候，我们不能自私。
Genesis 11:1-9. Now the whole earth has one language and one speech, and it came to pass.As their journeys to the east, they found a plain with land of Chenites and dwell there. Then they said one to another, Come, let us make bricks and bake some gruel. They had bricks for stones and they asked for and they said,let us build ourselves a city and a tower. Those top is in heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. We scatter abroad over the face of the whole earth.、But the Lord came down and see the city and see the tower which the Son of Man had built. And the Lord says, Indeed, the people are one and they begin...They all had one language, and this is what they began to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, Let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from all their face. Therefore, its name was Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of.
对的，读的这一段是在创世纪十一章一到九节，也就是巴别塔的那一段故事。因为时间的缘故，我们就不在中文读了。
Their goal was to build a city, build a tower to heaven, wanting a name for themselves and to not be departed.
当时的人是他们的。他们想要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，要为他们传扬他们的名，免得他们被分散在全地上。
This teaches us that to become a steward of God, you have to be humble.
这让我意识到，学习到要做神的管家的时候，我们必须要谦卑。
Just like Joseph, who was full of God and remained faithful through many trials and tests.
就像约瑟他里面是被神充满在他经历所有的 事情的时候他都有神在他与他一同同行。
And represented the Lord and speaking behalf of God.
他代表了神也为神而说话。
Yes, oh yes. Yeah, that's it.
就是。
Thank you, James.We have a lot going on this afternoon, so our time is up.
我们的时间到了。
Just a reminder, as we said earlier, those who are going out for gospel, if you're doing that, go ahead and be the first in line downstairs when we eat.
我想提醒就是那些要请让那些要去发福音单张的弟兄姊妹们首先领用饭食。
And if you still had something to share, that we can do open sharing in September.
那我们还年轻人还有要分享的九月份还有见证的时间。
Well, let's close our time. Our brother will close our time.
Dear Lord Jesus, we do want to thank you for all the words that you have spoken to us.Lord, we do want to thank you for this privilege that we can be your stewards. Lord, thank you for all that you have entrusted to us. And Lord, we know that it is only by your grace that we can deal faithfully and not by our own strength.
我们也知道只有靠着你的恩典而不是我们自己的能力我们才能够忠心。
So Lord, I pray that each of us can have such an intimate relationship with you that we may know your heart and your will.
我们祷告说主啊让我们每个人与你有着亲密的关系好让我们知道你的心你的旨意。
Lord, that in all that we do, it will be for your glory.
让我们一切所行的乃是为了使你得着荣耀。
So Lord, we do want to thank you and we commit this all back to you.
我们感谢你也把这一切交在主你的手中。
In your name I pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.